With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump, Vice President Harris, and President Biden all on the same page today, albeit briefly. They're attending solemn 9/11 ceremonies on this 23rd anniversary of the terror attack that claimed almost 3,000 lives. And at these ceremonies, no politicking allowed.
The 9/11 commemoration in New York City has been a day to focus on the victims' names being read by family members, while several politicians are scheduled to be there, including President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Trump. According to sources, the director of the 9/11 Memorial, Clifford Channon, says they won't be speaking.
Many elected officials over the years have come, and they have attended during these names readings.
He says that's the core of the event.
And that is the focal point of what we do, and the names are read by family members each year.
Julie Walker, New York.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris taking stock of their performance in last night's ABC presidential debate. Mr. Trump is well pleased.
This was my best debate. I thought it was very good. I thought she was very weak on foreign policy.
Did she?
She was very weak on the border, and I'm very happy with
her.
While Harris gives herself high marks.
I think that we think today was a good day, and it kind of was. But we have 56 days to go, and guys, we're still the underdogs in this race. It's tight.
Also at SRNNews.com, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says he'll dispatch law enforcement personnel and millions of dollars for health care resources to the beleaguered city of Springfield, overwhelmed by a flood of people from Haiti. Evacuation orders expanded. Several massive wildfires continue to burn east of Los Angeles. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 123 points. The Nasdaq futures off 10 points. This is SRN News. TV shows are pushing abortion.
As millions of voters in multiple states prepare to decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions this fall, Hollywood is churning out more and more shows that deal with abortion. Episodes of several popular programs have featured abortion stories lately, and in each case, a woman's decision to terminate her pregnancy is portrayed as beneficial and praiseworthy. At least 10 states have abortion votes scheduled for November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU planning to spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the LGBT agenda. The $1.3 million is the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It's also spending money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. Montana voters also being asked this year whether they want to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Well, there might be a strike at Boeing this week after all.
The president of the Machinist Union local district in Seattle says he expects workers to vote down a contract negotiated by the union and the company. Voting takes place Thursday and covers about 33,000 workers, most of them in Washington state. The tentative agreement would give workers 25% raises over 4 years and a promise that Boeing's next new airplane will be built by union members in Washington state.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A potentially deadly storm surge, destructive winds, widespread flooding. Forecasters say these could be the fruits of Hurricane Francine bearing down on coastal Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says Francine might even reach Cat 2 strength with winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour before landfall. Landfall expected this afternoon or this evening. More details at SRNNews.com.